Download 720 WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here are today's top stories. Former CPS chief Paul Vallis is officially in the race for Chicago mayor. Vallis took over the public schools back in 1995. He's held similar jobs, running school systems all over the country. He ran for Illinois governor before as well, losing to the primary to who was that? I forgot. He had a something itch. Blagojevich, right. Blagojevich. So what's he running on? Well, that the city of Chicago is in trouble because of the current guy. It's hard to run as a guy to replace the current guy when you're a guy who was aligned with the other guy who couldn't beat that one guy, maybe the worst guy in Illinois history. But I'm just a guy. What do I know? It'll be interesting to watch because Vallis has been around Chicago politics and he knows where all the new books and gift cards are buried. It's a CPS joke. Nobody? Oh, come on. President Trump let his lawyer go, Ty Cobb. And that's good, only for the reason that every time I read that his lawyer was named Ty Cobb, it confused the heck out of me. Ty Cobb? A different Ty Cobb? But he's got the same mustache. Cobb said he's retiring, but he also said he wasn't comfortable on the legal team because all the Mueller tweeting. Huh, kind of like everyone on Twitter. The president apparently is replacing him with a lawyer who represented President Clinton during the impeachment days. I don't know. I'd rather have the lawyer that kept people from being impeached. I don't know, right? I guess, yeah. It's just me. Southwest Airlines reporting that there was another instance of a cracked window aboard a plane in flight. No injuries this time. Yikes. I'd be fine with a cracked window if, I don't know, my bags were free? Or I got a cheese plate? You know we're going to find out that the windows are cracking from someone throwing one of those complimentary Italian cookies at it. At this rate, was the only airline that you can trust Spirit? Really? Of course it is. Cambridge Analytics, the company that's in hot water for stealing Facebook data, is filing for bankruptcy and may shut down. Close up shop entirely. Well, they might just stay open so they can spy on their ex. The new Divvy dockless bike sharing program has been rolled out in some Chicago neighborhoods. Dockless bike sharing? Is that what happened to my bike 15 years ago? Was someone sharing it by sawing off a part of the wood on my back porch? I guess I was just ahead of the times. From here on out, I'm just taking bikes. A new report out says that youth sports is in trouble because they can't get enough referees or umpires to work the games. The report cites verbal and physical abuse from parents as some of the reason why people just don't want to do it anymore. What? Now how am I going to take out my frustrations about how crappy my life turned out? I mean, whether or not that ball was foul. Now how else am I going to prove to my son that I'm a man? That's what you do. That's a rites of passage, yelling at the umpire. How dare you call strike three? A new study out says that Illinois is one of the top states for mosquito-borne illnesses. Yes! In your face, New Jersey. How about that, Georgia? Huh? How you like your West Nile now, West Virginia? Holla! In weather? Of course, right? Thunderstorm warnings. It's all got to be ruined by rain. It's downright tropical in the Midwest tonight. Thunderstorms coming through because, well, it hit 85 today. So naturally, hazardous weather is right behind. The rain and the thunder is supposed to stay with us on and off through tomorrow night. The temps are going to drop back into the 70s this weekend, which is good for Chicago. It gives us a week or so to tighten up, right? I feel like this 80-degree weather week just came on as a surprise. We're all walking around like we're Brazilian beach bunnies. All these short shorts, me included. Tighten it up. You got a week. In sports, the Cubs and the Sox, both on losing streaks. The Cubs got blown out at Wrigley today by the Rockies. They lose two straight. They lose the series. Arenado and Charlie Blackman can ball. They're like today's Vinny Castilla and Dante Bichette. Rizzo and Bryant both homer today. And that usually means they win, but you know what? Who cares? It's early May. Here's a fun fact. Wilson Contreras had an error both as catcher and as left fielder today. Yeah. Also, Darvish. Not good. Again, when do we start worrying? Can we set a date in June? Somewhere in there? The Cubs right now are only a half game back, heading into a big early season series against the division-leading Cardinals over the weekend. The Cardinals are on a two-game win streak because they played the White Sox. The Sox lost two close ones to the Cards this week. Yesterday, Shields pitched well enough to win, but closer Joaquin Soria blew the game. And today, Lucas Giolito was dueling. Man, he was great. till, of course, the Cardinal pitcher Carlos Martinez hit a solo homer to give him a 1-0 lead in the sixth, two-out homer, first in his career. Ugh. The Sox are at least getting experience in different ways to lose. That's good. This is how you blow a save. This is how you let the opposing pitcher beat you. This is how you cheer too much during a home run trot. They're learning. The Sox are now 12 games under 500 for the season. They had a nice run to start the Royals series, and now they've dropped four in a row. The Twins come to town for a four-game set starting tomorrow night, but the rain, it's in the forecast, so like a long reliever, I'll be ready at a moment's notice. That's right, to give up like seven runs. NBA playoff action. Warriors got Steph Curry back last night, and they beat the Pelicans, go up 2-0. Nikola Mirotic, fouled out in the game with like 4 minutes to go. Who fouls out in the NBA? Also, Draymond Green. Are we sick of that dude yet? Anybody? I am. He's Rodman with a jump shot. None of the pizzazz. Yeah, put on a wedding dress, Draymond, and then we'll talk. And finally tonight, sad news, as the matriarch Florence Berman, co-owner of the famed hot dog stand Superdog, died at the age of 92, which just goes to show you, you can eat hot dogs and still live to 92. Tonight, let's all raise our dogs in her honor. Rest in peace. Next time I read a story about hot dogs are bad for you, remember that. That's the carryout for May 2nd, 2018. In honor of Florence's death, we removed all the ketchup packets tonight. Doesn't matter what you're eating. No ketchup. All right, coming up, Peter Hook's going to join us. The famed man behind bands like New Order, Joy Division. How great is that? It's going to be at Metro this Friday night. And coming up at 8 o'clock, Jason Reitman, filmmaker behind the new film Tully, joins us. So download 720 WGN. Stay with us.